友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
哥林多后书13:7-10，我们求神叫你们一件恶事都不做，这不是要显明我们是蒙悦纳的，是要你们行事端正，任凭人看我们是被弃绝的吧。我们凡事不能抵挡真理，只能扶助真理，即使我们软弱，你们刚强，我们也欢喜，并且我们所求的就是你们做完全人。所以我不在你们那里的时候把这话写给你们，好叫我见你们的时候不用照主所给我的权柄严厉地待你们。这权柄原是为造就人，并不是为败坏人。大家请坐。
Please be seated.
求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。今天我们要分享的题目呢，非常的不容易讲。
Today's topic is very difficult to explain.
我相信任何一个讲这个题目的讲员自己心里面都会恐惧战惊。
Because everybody who preach on this topic will be fear and trembling.
因为这个题目叫做做完全人。
Because the title of this is to be perfect.
我想不用去问弟兄姊妹，也不用让大家举手，有哪一个人敢说自己是完全人？
Not dare to ask you to raise your hand, but who can say that you are perfect?
当然就更不用说站在讲台上讲道的传道人。
Not to say that we preachers.
作为传道人，我们应该自己首先更承认，我们实在是在主面前有好多好多亏欠的。
As a preacher, we should first admit publicly that we are not perfect.
我们中国人这个古话说啊，金无足赤，人无完人。
There's an old saying that no gold is pure, no man is perfect.
那圣经的明讲，我们每个人都是罪人。
The Bible teaches that all of us are sinners.
我们根本不可能靠我们自己的行为称义，称义的意思就被神算为是对的，跟神的关系是好的。
We cannot be justified by our work. To be justified meaning to be declared righteous in front of God.
使徒保罗在今天这段的经文第9节当中呢，却在圣灵的启示下说，我们所求的就是你们做完全人。
But today verse 9 says Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit said our prayer is for your perfection.
好，大家注意哈，我们中国人还有一句老话讲叫什么呢？叫做我们对人不要去求全责备。
And then there's an old Chinese saying that don't seek perfection towards others.
那么呢还有一句中国人的这个古话我想大家也听过，叫水至清则无鱼。
There's also Chinese saying, if the water is clear, there is no fish.
后半句能接得下来吧。这个英文堂弟兄姊妹对他们有点考验，有点难度啊。
人 the other half of this Chinese saying,
人至察则无徒。
If a person is too careful, there will be no followers.
这是中国古代的这个哲言啊，非常有人生哲理的这样的话。
This is old Chinese saying full of philosophical meaning.
那么好了，既然我们知道大家都是罪人，没有一个是完全人。
You know that all of us are sinners, none of us are perfect.
那保罗在这里说，我们所求的就是你们做完全人。
And what does Paul mean when he said that he prayed that all of us will be perfect?
是不是保罗在这里求全责备？
Is that Paul is trying to dodge something?
是不是他在提一个过高的根本就不切实际的一个要求？
Is he really trying to achieve something? Is it unachievable?
首先呢大家要注意， 保罗这样讲是有圣经根据的。
But let's notice that Paul was based on the Bible.
我们讲每一句话你都要有圣经的根据才可以。
Every word we utter should be based on the Bible.
那么使徒保罗当然他们讲这个神通过他们来传递新约。
And Paul was a messenger of God's message in the New Testament.
但是保罗使徒们也清楚讲我们所传的乃是从主领受的。
And also the Apostle Paul said that I received this message from the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，主耶稣在福音书马太福音当中怎么讲啊，说你们要三福的弟兄姊妹来说你们要完全。
And book of Matthew said that you should be perfect.
像你们的天父完全一样。
Just like your Father, Heavenly Father is perfect.
既然主耶稣就明明的有这样一个要求，你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
And then Jesus Christ already said that you should be perfect as your Heavenly Father.
那保罗在这里他说呢，说我们所求是你们要做完全人，这个没有偏离圣经的这样一个要求。
So when Paul said you should be perfect, he is doing it according to the Bible.
那关键呢，我们呢是要看一看完全这个词的这个定义。
So let us figure out what does it mean to be perfect.
首先呢给大家来看一下，在这里呢我们特别看一个英文的版本，也就我们说英文钦定本。
Here the King James Version.
就是这个中文叫雅各王版本哈，这个圣经它这里的翻译跟其他的翻译包括 New King James 有点不太一样。他说
The interpretation is actually different than all others including the New King James Version.
那我就念一下。And this also we wish, even your perfection. 这是他的这个英文的这个翻译。那么呢我来给大家看一下那这个词呢在希腊文当中比较特别，叫 katathesis。
katathesis is in Greek.
perfection. 这个词啊在这个新约当中就是它的名词形式 katathesis。在抱歉我现在要讲一下，一开始刚讲到就讲一个稍微的深一点稍微的难一点稍微的显得枯燥一点，请弟兄姊妹多多包涵。
I'm going to just talk about something that is kind of dry and pretty technical.
这个
Stay with me for a while.
那我们讲到并不是总是成天去讲希腊文
Of course we are not teaching a lesson in Greek.
但这个地方呢对于我们准确理解完全这个字非常重要。
But this is important for us to understand what it means by perfection.
所以呢我请求大家弟兄姊妹这个地方呢稍微我们认真听我呢慢点讲。
So please pay attention and I'll speak on this slowly.
那这个 katathesis 这个词实际上很特别的。
And this word katathesis is very peculiar.
就名词的形式只是出现过一次，就是这个地方。
And as a noun, it only appears here in the New Testament.
更多后书十三章。
This is a verse, Second Corinthians 13.
那然后呢，它的动词形式更有意思，在新约当中出现过多次。
But as a verb, this word appears many times in New Testament.
然后在英文里面呢有各种不同的翻译。
And it is translated as different words in English.
然后它这个动词形式在中文我们和合本圣经里面呢更是翻译了多个不同的词。
And in the Chinese Union version, it's also translated in different words.
那我马上等一下列给大家看，如果要是不告诉大家像原文当中是同一个词，你从中文的翻译很难想到原来这是一个字。
If I don't tell you the original Greek, you do not understand or you do not know it's the same word.
好那我们就来看一下。
And now we can take a look at that now.
那这个动词形式呢你看就是很相似的 ,katathesis。
katathesis。
这是它的动词形式。好，第一次出现在马太福音四章二十一节。马太福音四章二十一节我们知道耶稣呼召门徒来跟从他。
And here Jesus Christ was calling the first two brothers.
那个雅各约翰他们是做什么的？打鱼的，对吧？
James and John were fishermen.
他们当时跟父亲正在船上捕网，打完鱼正在那里捕网。
And they were mending the net with their father Zebedee.
那么耶稣呢就呼召他们，招呼他们。
Jesus Christ called them while they were mending.
那你注意这里翻译什么是捕，就捕网这个捕这个字就是这个 katathesis。
So the word mending actually is in katathesis.
那么它的这个名词形式就是我们刚才看到的那个 perfection katathesis.
And this is a verb and the noun was katathesis that we just talked about.
你看能想到吗？这是补这个动词。
But this is the word mending.
好，那我们再来看路加福音六章四十节。
And then Luke 6:40.
那这里主耶稣讲，学生不能高过先生。
He said the disciple is not above the teacher.
哎，凡学成了的，不过和先生一样。
And everyone is said is perfect, you're just like the teacher, the master.
哎，那这里呢，有的英文的版本呢，还把它翻译成 perfect。
And then some translation in English also call translated as perfect.
哎，可是中文和合本把它翻译成叫学成了，就是什么呢？就是这个complete study, finish the study, finish the schoolwork, 就这个意思。
Yeah, the Chinese is finished the full work.
哎，那它又是这个 catechesis。
And it's catechesis.
哎，那下面这个地方呢，这个更有意思。
And then it's all more meaningful in the following passages.
我们说在罗马书第九章
Romans 9:22
第二十二节
9:22
这个地方的和合本的翻译说倘若神要显明他的愤怒彰显他的全能就多多忍耐宽容呢可怒和合本翻译是预备遭毁灭的器皿
That if God willing to show his words and to his wrath to make him this power known endure with much languishing and the voices of wrath fitted to the destruction the fitted to it
对那我们大家注意看这个中文英文的这个翻译就意思很不一样
and then the Chinese and the English is actually quite different meaning
那我们讲到这个罗马书第九章的时候我们也跟弟兄姊妹分享过这个地方很重要
And Romans 9:22 I have mentioned before is a very important meaning
这个预备遭毁灭预备这个词它确实是翻的错了
And in fact the word 预备 to prepare to fit it is actually translated wrong
很容易让人产生一些误解
And then will lead to a lot of misunderstanding
这好像神创世以先就预先预备有个预先的意思嘛 pre 这个希腊文应该有个字根叫 pre 啊，这个预先就定下来这些人就是被毁灭的
Looks like God predestined us to be destroyed in the beginning of creation
但是实际上你看这个 catechesis 或 catechizo 你看它明明没有这样一个 pre 预先的这个字根前缀在里面。
But you look at the original Greek, it doesn't have the predestination kind of idea.
那么所有其他的这个词出现在圣经当中的，没有一个有讲到说预先预备要做什么，没有这样一个意思。
So with all the other applications of catechesis, no predestination idea.
Yeah, 所以这个地方确实翻译成预备遭毁灭不合适。
So the Chinese translation to be predestined to be destroyed is wrong.
所以呢？英文像准确的翻译是适合 fitted
for destruction fitted I inserted there
那么有些新的中文版本的圣经同样也是把它翻译成是适合遭毁灭的器皿
so are some newer Chinese version in the translation
好那我们再看下面一个地方的翻译加拉太书六章第一节
And then let's take a look at Galatians 6:1.
弟兄们若有人偶然被过犯所胜你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他什么的挽回过来。
Brother, if a man has overtaken by a fault, you which are spiritual restore such a person.
这个 restore, 英文呢又是一个词中文也是一个新的就翻译成挽回这个地方。
The Chinese, 挽回 and the English restore are kind of different.
那么它的原文同样还是这个 catechizo.
It is also catechesis.
好那我们再来往下看几处经文。
And let's also look at further in the New Testament passages.
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书三章第十节。
First Thessalonians 3:10.
这个地方呢就让我们有想到马太福音第四章这个词在新约第一次出现那个补网那个补了。
And then this reminds us of Matthew 4:21 about mending.
我们昼夜切切祈求要见你们的面补满你们信心的不足。
Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
Amen. 这个地方的它的这个英文的动词就是 perfect, make something 这个 perfect, 所以呢中文翻译成补满也是合适的。
So this Chinese and English are consistent.
那么同样跟这个类似的，在希伯来书13章21节，在各样善事上，这个地方又翻译成叫什么？成全你们。
Hebrews 13:21 it says about make you perfect。
那实际上呢，这个原文当中就和刚才的那个 perfect 差不多。那么呢，中文翻译成成全，英文还是同样。
And this is consistent Chinese and English translation。
好啊，所以弟兄姊妹就看到这个 Carter Tissot 很有意思啊，在圣经当中，中文有各种不同的这个翻译，英文呢也有一些不同的翻译。
There's so many translation in the English as well as the Chinese versions。
啊，那您知道在当时圣经这个年代呢
？During the time that the New Testament was written，
那时候呢已经有外科医生。
And there are already surgeons。
那么这个外科医生呢，有时候他就要帮什么呢？帮别人接骨正骨。
And then this surgeon was to restore the fracture。
但这个接骨正骨不像现在说给你开个刀，然后什么给你里面钉个钉钢钉的，没有那个技术。
They don't have the modern technique of putting nails in your bones to mend it。
但比如说，哎呀，就一摔，这个不小心胳膊骨折了。
And then if you broke your bones by accident。
那怎么样呢？给他稍微的接一接，这个 fit 啊，感觉差不多，然后固定一下，用几根棍子固定一下，这样子，这个把骨头呢，让它自然愈合复原。
And they were just surgeons to put those broken pieces together to make sure it can recover.
哎，那这样一个让这种的这个 fracture 啊，让它能够 restore， 这个词实际上就是 Carter Tissot， 就是 Carter Tissot。
So therefore, it was translated fracture restoration.
所以好弟兄姊妹们，当我们讲到说做完全人，实际上请弟兄姊妹就一定要我们在脑子当中有这样一个把它补好，把它恢复，让它复原，有这么一个意思在里面。
So that to be perfect, meaning to be restored to the original condition.
我们哪一个生命不是破碎不堪的？
Is there anyone of us who is, don't have a broken life?
我们都是里面充满了罪孽过犯的人。
We are all filled with filth and sins.
圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都 fall short of God's glory.
Yeah, we all sin and come short of the glory of God.
好，所以使徒保罗在这个地方说，我们所求的要你们做完全人，就是有这样一个被重建恢复的这样一个意思在。
So the Apostle Paul said that we pray that you can be restored to be perfect.
这一部分虽然是好像是艰深一点，但是很重要。我们分享完了，下面就回到这段经文当中。
So after we analyze those technical issues, we come back to the topic.
那我们看四个方面：使徒的计划、基督的临在、信仰的凭证，还有呢盼望的祷告。
So we can see the plans of the apostle, the presence of Christ, the proof of faith, and the prayer of hope.
我们一个一个来看。
Let's take a look at that individually.
首先。使徒保罗在这哥林多后书，这是最后一章，就讲到了他的计划。
And now, we talk about the plans of the apostle in the last chapter of 2 Corinthians.
他说呢，我第三次要到你们当中去。
This is the third time I'm coming to you.
那么这个第三次就前面有第一次和第二次。
Therefore, he meant that he had visited them twice already.
他第一次去来到哥林多是什么时候呢？实际上记载在使徒行传18章1节。
The first time he visited was recorded in Acts 18.
那么这个十八章第一节就是这事以后，保罗离了一个城市，然后就来到哥林多。
And that's the time that when Paul left another city, he went to Corinth.
那考考大家，保罗是离开了希腊的哪一个城市，然后就来到了希腊的这个城市哥林多呢
？Let me give you a quiz. What town did he leave to go to Corinth?
不用大声说，有人记得吗？一个希腊非常有名的城市，这个城市就叫，对，有人小声说雅典。
He left Athens.
保罗离了雅典来到哥林多。
And he left Athens for Corinth.
那么呢，在哥林多还碰到亚居拉、百基拉和他们一起来同工。
And he met Aquila and Priscilla in Corinth.
就是在哥林多建立教会。
And then he said, established the church in Corinth.
那为什么说离了雅典来到哥林多呢？
Why did he leave Athens for Corinth?
我们曾提到，大家注意，有人有这样一个解经，说
some people interpret it that way.
说保罗在雅典讲道的时候啊，保罗用这个高言大志。
And when Paul was preaching in Athens, he was using lofty languages.
哎，跟这个希腊雅典，因为大家知道雅典人是很喜欢什么哲学辩论的，对不对？
Because the Athenians were great rhetorists.
哎，所以保罗就跟他们伊比古卢派 Epicureans 啊，还有斯多亚派 Stoics 就跟他们在那开始辩论。
And Paul was discussing the philosophy with the Epicureans and Stoics.
嗯，然后呢，这些雅典人一听，哦，这个人挺能讲，来，到我们这雅略巴谷来给我们讲讲啊。
And the Athenians want him to preach in the Areopagus.
哎，那么呢，保罗呢，一到这里一演讲，哇，这个地方都是这个哲人啊，这个名士来演讲的地方，保罗当然就给他们讲高言大志。
So Paul, when he entered the Athenian agora, he knew that this is the place of the philosophers.
啊，大家注意，我不是说这样的，是有人这么说啊。
It was just one of the interpretations.
然后呢，说保罗在雅典呢一讲到，结果讲失败了。
And then he thought that Paul failed in his preaching in Athens.
所以呢，保罗他就学了他的功课。
And then Paul has learned a lesson.
那么离了雅典，来到哥林多，哎，这个呢？就学乖了，怎么样呢？现在我在你们中间定义不知道别的啊，也不用高言大志了，就只讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架了。
So Paul learned a lesson. So when he came to Corinth, he would say that now I would not talk about any other philosophy but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
好，那我请问大家，这样一种解经，说保罗在雅典啊没讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架啊，然后呢到了哥林多学了功课才开始讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架，这样一种解经对不对？
Do you think this kind of interpretation that Paul failed when he preached philosophy in Athens without talking about the crucified Christ and then now he wants to focus on crucified Christ, is it correct?
我真的不知道啊，有些这个解经家，但是很多解经的书是非常的好啊，给我们很多的帮助啊，有些神学家，但很多人我圣经里明明讲的非常清楚的话，不知道他们怎么用自己的这种理性啊，用自己的这些高言大志把圣经全都给他 twist 了。
Well, I know that there are many good commentaries, but some of them are twisting the actual truth that was taught in the Bible.
保罗在雅典讲道的时候，那些听众明明说这个人在讲死里复活。
And then the people who listened to Paul in Athens actually was listening to his message on the resurrection.
保罗在雅略巴谷的讲道，讲这个未时之神的这篇布道，是这个布道家所有传福音的都要好好学习的一篇伟大。
Act 17, that Paul, the preaching in Athens was actually a apologetics lesson we all should learn from.
啊，从他们的未时之神一直讲到他们要认罪悔改。
And from the topic of talking about the unknown God, finally to the need to repentance, to believe in a true God.
明明的一直讲到耶稣基督的十字架到死里复活。
He was preaching about the crucified Christ all through the Athenian preaching.
而且不像有些人说的说啊，他在这个雅典讲到没有果效啊，因为你讲哲学，然后没人信主。
It's not like that the people who said that he has failed the message that none of them believe in Christ when he was in Athens.
圣经明讲在雅典有人信主，包括雅略巴谷的官。
And then the Bible teaches that many people came to Christ even in Athenian agora preaching.
所以讲到这个地方，有时候真的是心里很心痛，很遗憾。
And then when we see this kind of commentaries, I was saddened.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们教会今天主题叫持守什么？
And today, our message of CCMC this year is what?
持守圣经。
Is to be persistent in the Bible.
让圣经做圣经。
To hold on to the Bible to be our authority.
千万不能够把人自己的一些理性啊这些的扭曲都加入到这个圣经里面去，这是非常危险的。
Do not twist the meaning of the Bible by our reasons.
啊，那么在这个地方，保罗他就讲了说。我现在第三次到你们中间来，那第一次呢？他是从雅典到哥林多。
So Paul said, "This is the third time I come, and the first time he came to Athens."
好，那么第二次，圣经当中没有记载他是什么时候在哥林多有这样一个访问。
The second time that Paul visited Corinth was not recorded in the Bible.
那么呢，有些人的分析呢，我觉得是有道理，就是在哥林多后书第二节当中，似乎是有提到。他第二次去探访他们的是一次比较痛苦的探访。
Some people said that it was mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 that he visited Corinth with a bad experience.
啊，因为保罗在那个地方，林后二章第一节说啊，他说我自己定了主意，我再到你们那里去呢，必须大家没有忧愁。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 2 said that Paul said, I decided to come to you and I do not want to worry you.
根据使徒行传第十八章，他在哥林多第一次建立教会和百加雅居拉同工呢，是一个很好的这样一个建造教会很邪恶的服事。
And the first Corinthian tells us he has a very good experience in the first visit to Corinth because he was helped by Aquila and Priscilla to establish the church.
所以很可能林后第二章第一节这个讲到必须大家没有忧愁，指的就是他第二次到哥林多去探访的时候是一次很痛苦的经历。
But this is basically in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 said, I don't want to come the second time to make you sad.
这也是在这个后书当中反复的提到，因为教会当中有这些假先知假师傅出来，来制造很多的混乱攻击保罗。
The 2 Corinthians mentioned there were many false teachers and many false apostles that mess up the church in Corinth.
那么保罗在这个地方说到呢，现在我要第三次到你们中间去。
And now we said that Paul said that I'm visiting the third time.
哎，所以用我们中国人有句老话叫事不过三呐。
And then the Chinese saying that nothing will go beyond three times.
Yeah, 那第三次到你们中间，保罗他这个态度口气上是蛮严厉的，说凭两三个人口做见证，句句都可定准。
I know that Paul was very serious in saying that this is the third time he is emphasizing his visit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，圣经很熟，这句话在旧约当中什么地方出现过啊？
And do you know what in what places the Old Testament also mentioned about third time?
是讲到这个律法，本着律法去审判的时候。
You talk about the law, when you judge people according to the law.
所以呢保罗实际上是在说什么呢，你注意看，他说我说再来必不宽容，他说我再来到你们当中将审判那些假师傅和犯罪的人。
And Paul was saying that I am coming now to judge the false teachers. I do not want to spare anybody.
所以这个第三次的访问就是一个很严肃的一个访问计划了。
So you know that the third visit of Paul to Corinth was a very solemn occasion.
那么在这样的一个计划当中，有一点非常关键的叫什么呢？叫做要有一颗敬畏的心。
So the key is to have a heart of fear.
今天有多少人真正对神有一颗敬畏的心？
Today, how many people come to God with a heart of fear?
当年的哥林多教会有多少人对神真正有一颗敬畏的心？
How many of the Corinthian believers have a heart of fear in front of God?
加拉太书六章第七节对我们有一个警告。
Galatians 6:7 warn us.
说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Be not deceived, God is not mocked.
人，对不起，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
For whatever a man sow, he shall reap.
今天很多人说信主。
Today many people say that they are Christians.
但是不怕神。
But they do not have a fear of God.
为所欲为，什么都敢做。
And they want to do everything.
那么今天教会非常的软弱。
And today the church is weak.
昨天还有弟兄姊妹和我分享到，聊到今天美国整个这个社会的一个堕落光景。
And some people was discussing the American society today.
真是为所欲为，可以说是无法无天，天父的天。
They do not have the fear of God. They just do everything individually according to their own will without regarding to Heavenly Father.
我们看到今天的美国这个社会现实，我给大家举两个例子。
I'll just give you two examples.
大家知道现在美国加州通过这个法案。
You know the California law today?
说这个小孩子小学啊这么小啊，小孩子这个要变性啊不能通知父母，大家看到这个法案吧。
You know the minor who is in elementary school, if you want to change his gender, you cannot tell his or her parents.
这个不单是说对我们基督徒来讲，这是根本违背圣经的教导，违我们的信仰啊，违背真理原则。
We Christians do not understand this kind of totally against nature law.
即使社会上很多不信主的人。
In fact, this actually was recognized by many non-believers.
他们也讲说这根本就是违背了最基本的天理人伦，公序良俗。
This is actually against the human nature.
这个特斯拉和这个 SpaceX 的这个创始人叫 Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
我不认为他是一个基督徒，他应该不是一个基督徒。
He is not a Christian.
但是看到加州定了这个法案，立刻就发这个推特说， 父母们你们要小心啊，这个现在政府要把孩子从你们手里夺走啊。
And he also put on his act platform, said that because of this law, California is trying to take your kids away from you.
孩子的教育权 是谁的？是父母的，对不对啊？
Whose responsibility to educate the kids? The kids or the parents or the school?
这是天理嘛。
The parents are supposed to be. This is the nature.
现在要把孩子从父母手中夺走。
But now you want to take the kids away from the parents.
所以你看气的这个 Elon Musk, 他一个不信的人他都知道这个，结果把他的那个什么特斯拉总部从加州搬到德州去了，对吧？大家知道这个事情吧。
Elon Musk has moved his headquarters of SpaceX to Texas from California.
这实在是受不了了。
He could not bear it anymore.
哎，现在我们还去讲这些的这个圣经教导，圣经教导，我就说我们现在就讲 common sense 就可以。
We just talk about common sense, referring to the Bible.
Yeah, 所以我这个今年有去这个加拿大有几次的这个服事啊，东岸呐、啊，然后这个靠近西岸的这个平原几省，哎呀，这个牧者啊，弟兄姊妹就跟我聊到现在加拿大的，说是现在我们都就是他们有一个这个新的年轻的这个保守党领袖啊，他就喊了个口号说 "Make a common sense common again."
Today, I have visited Canada in East Coast, West Coast, and many of the, pastors in Canada was telling me there's so much corruption in Canada. There's a conservative leader of Canada said that you should make common sense common again.
啊，现在这个大选马上来到。
And, the election year, this year.
啊，大家不用紧张，我也不在，我今天不在这跟你讲说你去投谁的票。
And I will not talk about election here.
但我就跟大家说一点，你知道最近加州刚通过一个法律。
You know what the California law is? Just recently passed.
这个州政府啊，这个州议会通过说，各个地区的这个，因为它有的也是保守一点，尤其是加州南部这个东部啊，这地区政府这个投票的时候都不许要求有 voter ID, 就是选民身份证，不许。
All the districts in California, if you,as for people's voter ID, you are illegal.
我请问大家呀，我们现在不用去跟你讲圣经真理原则了，不讲这些，我就问，这个符合 common sense 吗？
Is it really common sense?
什么人来投票，你可以随便投不许要求去查身份。
Anybody who want to come and vote, you cannot ask for verification of voter ID.
我们教会华人教会，我们有些弟兄姊妹是来自台湾。
And many of us come from Taiwan.
台湾这些年的这个整个的这个民主程序，当然我们不详细说，它有高高低低啊，是不是？特别早年国会里面，对不对？都大家都是全武行啊，动手。
I will not talk about the Taiwanese politics.
但是有一点，就台湾这个大选投票啊，这个你真的不能不服。
But you have to really respect the Taiwan electoral system.
非常的清晰严格，一人一票，对不对？然后投完了好像还怎么做一个什么记号，然后整个的过程清晰透明，就它的可信度公正度非常的高。这个台湾弟兄姊妹你们都知道是不是这样子啊？
It's highly transparent and highly justifiable.
你今天你去投票，然后你都随便什么人都投啊，你根本就不可以去要求身份，你这不就是给这个作假舞弊大开方便之门嘛。
If you do, ignore the voter ID, you are actually encouraging fraud and the corruption.
好了，我就讲这么多，但是我的要讲的是，今天我们看到这个社会颠倒黑白，道德堕落沦丧，越来越黑暗。
To use this example, I'm not talking about election, I just want to talk about the corruption of the society.
那么好，那么今天社会堕落到一个地步，你知道原因在哪里吗？
You know the core reason why the society is so corrupt?
原因是为教会堕落了。
Because the church is first to blame.
教会世俗化。
And then the church has become so secularized.
教会软弱。
The church has become so weak.
那教会软弱堕落的原因大家知道在哪里吗？
What is the reason of the weakness of the church?
就是牧师软弱堕落世俗化了。
Because the pastor first is secularized.
昨天我在跟有弟兄姊妹在分享的时候
，Yesterday when I was sharing with the brothers sisters,
他们跟我说以前他们在某一个教会里面，这个有人提到这个观点，然后那牧师听了不高兴。
And some people actually mentioned about what I talked about previously, the pastor was not pleased.
我说我从来都是这样讲。
I said I keep on talking about this kind of principle.
做传道人自己。先自己好好的审查是不是跟从这个世界了。
The preacher has to examine himself whether he has been following the world instead of the Lord.
是不是自己先软弱了？
He said because he was weak.
我在神学院读书的时候，我们教授就是这么讲的。
And that's how I was taught in the seminary.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。